Date is March 9th, 2025. Talking with Joe Mastowski. Morning, Joe. Afternoon, rather.
Hey, Gary. Gary.
Yeah.
9th? Yeah, must be.
We want to...
I thought it was later, but... Okay.
We want to talk about our friend Greg Schiff. And I'd like to get your thoughts...
Okay.
Your thoughts about him and when you first met him and about the house and anything you can say publicly without disclosing private activity.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some stuff I can talk about Schiff to where... might get in trouble, so I gotta not talk about that, I guess. But just to the end, I remember talking to Schiff, and he could remember things, you know, incidents at the house better than anyone, I think. You know, he would bring up incidences where I totally forgot about. I think he thought the house as part of his family, well, like we all do, but I think he was really into it. Yeah. Not sure if I remember when I first met him, but I remember after meeting him, he was quite a character. You still there?
Well, tell me about your first thoughts when you first met him. That would have been Joe.
When I first met him, I just didn't know.
Wasn't Rich Abbott still president?
Maybe.
Not
sure.
1970?
If I was around. Yeah, I don't know if I was around when Greg first joined. But.
Well, you were there when I was there in 1970. And.
Yeah.
So that's got to be about right. Well, and two, though he came in, we thought, with kind of that Livingston bunch of Baker and Shelton and Melkovich and Carter and Judge.
I'm not sure if he was before then. Like I said, I don't think I was around when he first came on board, but yeah. No, but after I got to know him, he's a hell of a guy. Sure.
Well, because in that photograph that we finally identified at, you know, 1972, the of the everybody in front of the house, the one guy we couldn't identify until I found out later, Al Cajun, and Al was from Forsyth. And I'll bet he came to the house, and I haven't talked to Al just yet, because of Greg Schiff.
So, was Schiff in that picture you're talking about? That
yes.
72 picture? He was. Okay.
Yes.
So but, I think 72, there's part of a quarter there, and I wasn't there. I don't know if that was spring or fall, whatever.
But you were there before that, in 70.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you met Harriet. You met Harriet.
I met Harriet in, yes.
1970.
Freshman year, for sure. But, no, Greg, he was, man. I wish I could tell, you know, without getting in trouble.
You won't get in trouble. Tell about his mannerisms.
Well, when Schiff put his mind to something, he'd do it, man. I can remember he was redoing his room one time, and the door that goes into the bedroom, he didn't like. He cut it in half. He made two doors out of it. Yeah, you know, I thought that was pretty bold.
Kind of a oh, that's right. It was a kind of a Dutch door deal, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
But
wasn't John Bleth in that area too?
I think so.
Because John Bleth painted his wall with the Pink Floyd album cover that year.
Oh, that's me.
Huh?
That's me. I did that.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know. I did that.
Oh, man.
I can remember spending the summer. I went to summer school probably back in early 70s still. It was me, Shelton, and Schiff living in a trailer out in Griffin Drive there down by the oil tanks. And what a summer that was. We always would talk about it. Probably the best summer we ever can remember. Yeah, that was great. That's when I first really got to know Schiff.
Tell about those experiences if you can.
About what?
Tell about the experiences living down there.
Living down there, let's see. That's when we first started taking train rides. Me, Malkovich, and Schiff would, he thought we were crazy.
Well, tell about taking tell about the train rides.
Train rides. Yeah, I mean, that got to be quite the popular thing to do in that era. Got a lot of thrill seeker awards, I remember doing that stuff. But Schiff was good when he joined the railroad. We were still hopping trains, and he would help out getting schedules and giving us a heads up on different things that way.
Where all did you go?
What else about Schiff? I can tell you without getting into trouble. Most of the stuff, is probably censored. let's see.
Well, you won't get in trouble because we all had great respect for him, didn't we?
No. He was into photography, kind of like yourself. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
I remember, and he would develop his own negatives in his room there. He had made a dark room. I remember that. And
was he in film and TV? What was his major?
That's a good question. Could have been film and TV. I'm not sure what his major was. He drove an old white Maverick, and I remember
yes.
He used that car anytime I wanted to. It was really gracious of him.
But your experiences in the house, tell me about that with him. Well, the good things, you know.
I don't know, man. He good whist player, loved to play foosball, did that a lot. I don't know if he was much of a drinker. I think it was, he's into whiskey. I think it was black velvet. That's what he drank, black velvet. And, we'd always have fun going to Hand and Hall for lunch or dinner and grossing out the girls.
What was his girlfriend's status?
His girlfriend back in college? Maybe,
yeah.
Gary?
I don't remember him really going out with the girlfriends. He was always at the parties, you know?
He had a few, I remember. I'm not sure of their names.
No, not as much as that, but I mean, I could just remember him. He was at all the functions of the house. He never missed a thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're probably right. But yeah, he always had something to contribute. What do you remember about him the most?
I just remembered his kind of shit-eating grin. He'd give you this grin and look at you and smile. And he's, oh, man, you know. And then you just go, okay.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yep,
man,
yeah, that was his favorite.
Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He the last few years, even with the phone calls, it was still that way. That was just shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't want to bend your ear too long.
Well, I wish I was more prepared for this, but do a little more homework or research.
I guess we just say rest in peace to our good friend Yip Bose and
yeah.
All right.
Yep. All right.
Thank you, Greg Schiff, for being in our life.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Okay.
Sure. And that's a nice thing you're doing. You're gonna call up a few other guys and get their opinions. Too bad we. How do you intend to do this? Do you make a tape or something?
Yeah. I'll make it into a file and we'll send it out an email to everybody. All right.
Oh.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Joe.